Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on reliability improvements within Windows Vista. My name is Valerie Lee. Operating system reliability is important to companies to reduce downtime and increase productivity. Reliability can be a broad term, so we will start this session by describing how we define this term. End users are affected most by unreliable operating systems, so we will discuss how they define reliability and how system downtime affects them. As we will see, customer perspectives on reliability influence our focus on different attributes. We'll examine the different attributes of reliability and examine the goals for Windows Vista. Finally, we'll cover in detail several new reliability and performance features and improvements in Windows Vista, such as the improved responsiveness of Windows Vista, new automatic recovery, and the built-in diagnostics. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. You should be familiar with the Windows User Interface, especially Windows XP or Windows Server 2003. While Windows Vista offers a fresh new look, many features and functions behave similarly to previous versions of Windows. You should also be familiar with the basics of Windows administration. To cover the topics mentioned and keep the session flow going, we have divided the session up into the following agenda items. Consumers, IT professionals, and knowledge workers all have different priorities when it comes to defining reliability within an operating system. Today, we'll start by discussing how end users define reliability, what impresses them, and what annoys them. We'll examine the different attributes of reliability and then see the Windows Vista reliability objectives. By examining these attributes, we've separated out reliability improvements into three categories, which we'll discuss during the rest of the session. Our first goal was to reduce the frequency of disruptions that end users experience. For the most part, when a problem happens in Windows Vista, we'd like to have the operating system fix the issue without requiring the attention of the end user. In those cases where the end user must take action, we'll provide dialog boxes and wizards that actually tell him or her what needs to be done. We've also greatly improved the help system, which will now offer users a guided tour of how to accomplish common tasks rather than just listing the steps to accomplish them. We'll talk about improvements to the system kernel and new reliability features, as well as the changes we made to the development process itself in order to improve overall reliability. Before we start talking about what we've done in Windows Vista, we should discuss what we mean when we talk about reliability, which comes directly from how you view it. Over the last couple of years, we've done extensive research with our customers. We've completed over 5,000 surveys and interviews to really understand what people think about when they hear the term reliability. At first glance, reliability can just mean no crashes or hangs, but it turns out to be broader than that. Reliability means different things to different people. We learn that people in different positions think of reliability in different ways. At a high level, developers want a platform that makes their applications look good. They need a stable platform that is going to be responsive and reliable. In addition, they want to be able to get feedback about the software they write. IT professionals see it a little differently. They need rock-solid stability and operations at all times. When it comes to consumers, it becomes much more personal. Reliability means being able to have your life, photos, music, videos, documents, and so on, safely stored on the computer, knowing that you will not lose the data if something happens to the computer. We also hear frustrations about plugging devices in and getting them to work with the computer. Knowledge workers also don't want to lose their data, and they need a consistent work environment that doesn't get interrupted by crashes and hangs. They want to be able to do their jobs and not worry about whether the computer will be available. We took all this feedback from our customers and distilled it into 5 categories that we could use to guide our development with Windows Vista. The first is predictability, or does the computer work the way it should? When you plug something in, it just works. It doesn't crash, it doesn't hang. A year from now, it will work the same way it does today. The second is resilience. When a crash or hang does happen, the computer needs to be resilient to these events. In other words, one crashing application should not take down the whole computer or affect other applications. The computer needs to be responsive and consistent throughout its day-to-day life. The worst thing that can happen when working with computers is data loss. Crashes and hangs are still going to happen, but these events should not affect the data on the system. Data needs to be recoverable if something happens, and we need to make sure that even when the computer is in an unstable state, the data will be safe. One of the hardest-hitting comments we receive during these interviews is that Microsoft software ships like bananas. They are not yet ready for consumption and need to ripen with the customer. We really want to change that perception, so we've done a lot of work with Windows Vista and Windows Server, codenamed Longhorn, to change that perception. When we release to market in October and ship to consumers in January, we want you to know that this is an operating system ready for deployment and use. With regards to maintenance, we know that patches and updates will need to be released at some point. Those updates need to be simple to install, they can't affect other applications, and they can't affect application compatibility. They just need to be simple and easy to manage. Why are we focusing on reliability? It turns out that reliability has a powerful effect on customers. When we look at dissatisfied customers, over 50% of them point to reliability as the cause of their dissatisfaction. On the other hand, customers that are happy point to good experiences with reliability as the main reason for their satisfaction with their systems. There is so much writing on reliability that we wanted to do a good job providing it for our customers with these new versions of Windows. Reliability also affects support costs. A more reliable client operating system means that your users will have fewer disruptions during the day. That means less indirect costs for their downtime and less direct costs for the help desk to fix, diagnose, re-image, or do whatever it takes to solve the problem. We also think that by improving reliability, we can further lower help desk costs by putting in features like auto-diagnostics and improved help that gives users the ability to solve their own problems, reducing the number of times they need to call the help desk. Studies show that a single call to the help desk can cost $20 at the low end and up to $50 or more on the high end. Finally, we wanted to add features that help IT professionals and support workers to help the end user. The rest of the session will be arranged around these 3 goals. Let's focus on the development process and how we've engineered it to reduce system disruptions by focusing on the system code. In Windows Vista, we've reduced the number of hangs, crashes, and other disruptions. We started by making sure that every single feature developer on the Windows Vista team goes through a set criteria for designing, coding, and testing their feature. This starts with the feature's functional specification documentation that describes what the feature will accomplish. Within this document, the developer must explain how his or her feature will be recoverable and resilient. So resiliency has been part of the design thought process. We've added best practices for coding. At the testing phase, we are not satisfied with whether the function worked, so we developed a methodology for resiliency testing over a period of time. With Windows XP, we would develop the feature, install the operating system to test whether it worked as planned, then ship it out to our internal customers. Within weeks, problems would surface, and we'd fix the problems as they appeared. With Windows Vista, we do this testing during the development of the operating system. We introduce faults and we verify certain conditions, so we end up checking in solid code right from the beginning. If a customer still finds a problem, which does still happen, he or she notifies the development team, either manually or automatically. When we release each Vista build, once every 2 months, we get automatic error reports that allows us to fix the problems before we release to the market. As a result of this automatic feedback mechanism, we've literally caught and fixed thousands of bugs in the operating system. We've been able to update the product during the build process before release to market, and we will continue to be able to update Windows Vista using Microsoft updates. One of the areas where we've made great improvements is in the number of system hangs. In Windows XP, we were able to report and understand what caused crashes, but from the user's perspective, this is still a frustrating situation. Sometimes users are unable to close an application or end a process, which forces a reboot of the computer. We were unable to offer solutions for the system crashes because we were unable to find out what caused them. In Windows Vista, we are now able to see what causes applications to hang and fix the bugs before we release the product. In addition, we have architectural changes in the operating system that allow developers to use cancellation API calls. So if you are an application developer and you have to make file calls or database calls, you now have a more resilient and reliable platform, and you can create applications that don't hang. We've implemented a number of architectural improvements that address reasons why an operating system or application crashes, such as registry corruption and APIs that allow the system to recover from corruption. So if your application crashes, it will restart in the same state that it was in before the crash because of these new APIs. Finally, we've done a great job at reducing the number of reboots. We'll see a demonstration of the Restart Manager later in the session, which will show how we can eliminate the need for reboots when patching the system. In Windows Vista, we've reduced client reboots by focusing on two specific areas: Windows Installer and Microsoft Office 2007. Windows Installer takes advantage of new platform technology in Windows Vista to provide fewer reboots when installing new software. This means that when you are adding, removing, and updating programs using the Windows Add or Remove Programs feature, you'll have to reboot the computer less often. Also, if you want to pull back or uninstall an update using the Windows Add or Remove Programs feature, you probably won't have to reboot your computer. ISVs or third-party software vendors can reduce the reboots from installations and updates if they are using the Windows Installer program. So this means that you experience fewer reboots out of the box with Windows Vista whenever you use the Add or Remove Programs feature, but also the third-party software that you will be buying will experience fewer reboots if it is using the Windows Installer. The second area focuses on what Microsoft Office 2007 has done to leverage new Windows technology to make reboots much less disruptive when you are installing updates. These less disruptive reboots occur whenever you are updating the operating system or updating an application. We've developed the Office 2007 applications so that they will be able to save their state, save their data, and relaunch themselves after a reboot whenever that reboot is caused by an update or an installation, no matter what you are updating or installing. Whether you are updating the operating system or updating an application, your Office applications are going to use a technology called Smart Relaunch, which allows them to relaunch themselves after reboot. Suppose you have to go to a meeting and you leave a bunch of Outlook files open when you leave. You have appointments open and you are writing emails. Now, as sometime happens, suppose a security update occurs on your computer and you are being asked to install that update within the next 5 minutes, or the computer will automatically install it and reboot. Since you are not at your desk, you don't have the opportunity to opt out of that, and it is going to reboot your computer for you. However, if you are running Office 2007 and Windows Vista, you're in luck. Even though the security update will go through and your computer will be rebooted, when you come back to your desk, you'll find that your applications have relaunched themselves and repopulated themselves with the data they had before the reboot. We've addressed the issues of hangs, crashes, and user disruptions by focusing on creating better error reporting technologies. At Microsoft, we have been on the warpath to find and fix the bugs in Windows Vista so that we can release a solid operating system at release to market. Even after all our work, users are likely to still experience some problems as they use third-party drivers or install third-party applications. For Windows Vista, we have developed an improved error reporting mechanism, which collects all the information we need to fix the issue or provide information on how the user can fix problems we've already addressed. We often see customers who have bought a new laptop or desktop that started to slow down considerably after about 6 months. We usually don't have much to say about this other than to follow a certain sequence of steps to address common performance issues. We haven't had a way to pinpoint exactly what was slowing down the system. What we have in Windows Vista is that ability to report on so many different kinds of errors, such as memory leaks. We have a new hang detection and reporting capability. Now, when we find the solution to a problem, we can go back to the end user and inform him or her about the solution. Now let's return to the agenda. When we talk about empowering end users, we don't just want them to fix their own computer problems. We want the operating system to diagnose its own issues and fix them automatically without requiring additional work on the part of the user. Our ultimate goal is that when a problem does occur, we can fix it silently without requiring anything from the end user. To accomplish this goal, we've added a number of tools that can automatically diagnose and, in many cases, fix problems before they become apparent to the end user. Today, in Windows XP, you may get a pop-up balloon in the system tray stating that your system is running low on virtual memory. The warning in itself is not very helpful to the end user, and usually it appears too early before your system is actually running low on virtual memory. Most users don't know what the message means or what to do, so they just dismiss the warning or call the help desk. In Windows Vista, we have a way to detect when the system is hitting the state of memory exhaustion so that we take action before data loss occurs. The user will see a dialog box that tells him or her what is happening and may provide a list of prescriptive actions on how to recover the system. Regarding disk failure diagnostics, we want to minimize the risk of data loss when the physical disk starts to show signs of failure. We want to turn that unplanned event of the disk just going south and not being able to be read at all into a planned maintenance event, where we can tell the user, "We think there may be something wrong with your disk. We think it's a good idea if you go back it up." Windows Disk Diagnostics detect impending disk failures and guide users through data backup, disk replacement, and data restoration. For memory diagnostics, our goal is to prevent recurring crashes due to bad RAM. We've seen this in our data through Windows error reporting, where certain customers will see the same crash over and over again, or see different crashes in the different places. But systems will behave erratically due to having bad memory. Windows memory diagnostics work with Microsoft Online Crash Analysis to detect crashes possibly caused by failing memory, prompting the user to schedule a memory test the next time the computer is restarted and providing guided support. The Windows Vista RAM tester will identify the physical pages of memory that are bad and then tell the operating system not to use those pages on the next reboot. These memory diagnostics are integrated directly into the operating system and will have results that are both easy to understand for the end user as well as for IT pros. Windows Vista can also diagnose network problems for both wireless and wired networks. If device drivers or system settings are slowing down the performance of the computer, we've developed tools that can notify you as to what is slowing down and provide information on how to fix these problems. Windows Vista protects itself against corrupted system files, which are detected and fixed automatically from the local cache of system files. The Windows Vista Program Compatibility Assistant helps to solve known compatibility problems when you install and run the program. If an application is written to only work with earlier versions of Windows, the user will see a wizard that walks him or her through the steps required to make the software work. For unbootable systems, we've developed the Windows Recovery Environment, or WinRE. This feature is based on Windows PE and provides automatic diagnosis of startup issues and automatic recovery for unbootable systems. WinRE replaces the recovery console available on Windows XP. Currently, WinRE can fix up to 80% of known Windows startup issues. Generally, we found that about 80% of the information we've gathered through the feedback mechanisms point to registry corruption or driver problems. In Windows XP, you would have to boot into safe mode and walk through a bunch of steps to fix a problem. What we've done with the Windows Recovery Environment is automate most of the process. This means that when you have a problem, it will gather the information about the problem and automatically fix it for you in the background. This feature is optional in Windows Vista, and there are two ways you can enable it. OEM partners can enable it through their images to integrate it with their support services. This is done through the OEM pre-installation kit. For the corporate environment, this is done through the automated installation kit, which is available for download. Windows Vista automatically diagnoses and recovers an unbootable system to a usable state with the help of the Startup Repair tool. This is a step-by-step diagnostics-based troubleshooter that provides users with a guided recovery experience for no-boot situations. The Windows Vista Startup Repair feature provides automatic diagnostic and recovery actions for unbootable systems. When we fix a system, we want to make sure that we preserve the user's data, as well as get him or her back up and running as quickly as possible. However, startup problems are some of the most difficult to troubleshoot, because an administrator cannot start the operating system and use the built-in troubleshooting tools. Often, administrators choose to reinstall the operating system rather than attempt to solve the problem, even though the solution might be as simple as replacing a single file. Windows Vista includes the Startup Repair tool, or SRT, to automatically fix many common problems and enable end users and IT professionals to quickly diagnose and repair more complex startup problems. When a boot failure is detected, the system fails over into SRT. Once started, SRT performs diagnostics, including analyzing startup log files, to determine the cause of the startup failure. Once SRT determines the cause of the failure, it attempts to fix the problem automatically. When a boot failure occurs on the main operating system and SRT is unable to resolve it, the system is rolled back to the last known working state. If SRT cannot automatically recover the system, it provides the IT professional with diagnostic information and support options to make troubleshooting easier. Identifying the source of a problem, even one as simple as a single corrupted file on the hard disk, can consume many hours of an administrator's time. SRT will make these problems easier to solve, saving time and money. If an administrator is unable to fix an issue with the Startup Repair tool, the system can still be re-imaged without losing any of the user's applications or data. This is possible through the implementation of file-based imaging available with Windows Vista, which replaces the old sector-based imaging. For more information on Windows imaging and deployment, refer to TechNet sessions DSK-01, 02, and 03. We'll see some of these tools in the next demonstration. In this demonstration, we will see how to start and use the Windows Memory Diagnostic tool. The Startup Repair Tool, or SRT, is a step-by-step diagnostics-based troubleshooter. SRT analyzes startup logs to determine the cause of the failure and can automatically resolve many problems. If SRT is unable to resolve a problem, an administrator can choose to roll back the system to the last known working state. If SRT can't recover the system, it provides a user with diagnostic information and support options to make troubleshooting easier. The SRT first searches your existing partitions for Windows installations. Select Microsoft Windows to perform system diagnostics on. Several options are available at this point. First, you can load a command prompt to enable manual debugging. The Windows Memory Diagnostic tool can be loaded to test system memory. You can use Complete PC Restore to restore an existing backup. System Restore's purpose is to return your system to a workable state without requiring a complete reinstallation and without compromising your data files. The utility runs in the background and automatically creates a restore point when a trigger event occurs. Trigger events include application installations, auto update installations, Microsoft backup utility recoveries, unsigned driver installations, and manual creations of restore points. The utility also creates restore points once a day by default. Finally, new with Windows Vista is a startup repair tool. The SRT will run several tests, and this process can take several minutes. Because we ran the SRT on a good system, it did not find any problems. When SRT is unable to diagnose a startup issue, it offers to connect to Microsoft to send details about the system state. This option allows us to better resolve system problems in Windows Vista. If you are experiencing any issue that we've already identified, you'll be provided with the steps required to solve the problem. You can view a summary of all the tests and see the results of each. After viewing the list, you can access the Root Cause Found section to see the likely causes. In this case, SRT determined that the boot status indicates that the operating system boots successfully. We will now restart the system as was suggested by the SRT. New technology in Windows Vista can detect deteriorating performance and tune the performance automatically. Resource Exhaustion Detection and Recovery warns you when critical resources are low. It also identifies the processes consuming the largest amount of a given resource and helps you reclaim that resource. When Windows Vista issues a resource exhaustion warning, it also logs events in the event log that include detailed data useful for subsequent analysis. In the long term, Windows Vista improves reliability and decreases file corruption by helping to prevent applications that stop responding or forced system restarts caused by resource exhaustion. You can close any or all of the resource-consuming applications directly from the dialog box. Resource exhaustion detection and recovery also creates a variety of events in the event log, some of which include detailed binary data about the processes that are consuming the most memory. Currently, this data is only in binary format. You can find these events in the system log using Event Viewer. Windows Vista can warn you when memory is starting to fail, which will often appear as application or system crashes. In this demonstration, we will see how to start and use the Windows Memory Diagnostic Tool. The Windows Memory Diagnostic Tool tests the random access memory on your computer for errors. If you are experiencing problems while running Windows, you can use Windows Memory Diagnostic to determine whether the problems are caused by failing hardware, such as RAM, or the memory system of your motherboard. If Windows Memory Diagnostic reports any errors, then one or more memory components are failing. You must run this tool with elevated privileges, even if your account is in the Computer Administrators group. Windows Memory Diagnostic has previously been available as a download. In Windows Vista, this tool is built into the operating system, and you can run it on demand without having to use an external disk. Defective memory can be a difficult problem to diagnose. It can mimic application or operating system problems, leading to hours of wasted troubleshooting effort. Windows Memory Diagnostic, one of a suite of built-in diagnostic tools in Windows Vista, monitors your system, looking for symptoms of defective memory. You have the option to schedule a memory check the next time the computer is reset, or you can reset now and immediately run the Windows Memory Diagnostics tool. Windows Memory Diagnostic tests are designed to identify the following types of memory errors: an error that occurs when a memory address fails to retain its assigned value, or an error called a coupling fault, which occurs when a memory address is altered by writes to other addresses on the same memory device. To determine whether a memory address fails to retain its assigned value, Windows Memory Diagnostic writes a test pattern, such as all zeros or all ones, into the memory bus and then reads the actual value stored in the memory address. If the actual value does not match the expected value, which is the original test pattern written into the address, then there's an error in the memory system. To determine whether there is a coupling fault, Windows Memory Diagnostic writes a test pattern into a memory address. Next, several other memory addresses on the same device are written to. Finally, the value in the first memory address is read to see if it has changed. If the value in the first memory address has changed as a result of data being written to other addresses in the device, then a coupling fault has occurred and there is an error in the memory system. After you restart your computer, Windows Memory Diagnostic loads and its interface appears. After loading, the first test pass begins and continues until complete, unless you pause or exit Windows Memory Diagnostic. Let's pause the testing and explore the options available. Pressing F1 will take us to the options menu. Windows Memory Diagnostic includes a comprehensive set of memory tests that provide varying degrees of testing thoroughness. The tests are organized into three predefined test suites: basic, standard, and extended. These categories reflect, in increasing order, the time for each test to run, as well as the probability of test detecting errors. The basic tests are MATS Plus, INVC, and SCHCKR, cache-enabled. Each test consists of a testing algorithm, a microprocessor cache setting of either on or off, and a test pattern. Each algorithm is designed to identify a certain type of memory error. The algorithms are combined with different microprocessor cache settings and test patterns to identify different types of errors. The standard test suite includes all of the tests in the basic and standard categories. The extended test suite includes all of the tests in the standard test suite plus the tests from the extended category. The extended test suite takes the longest time to run and is the most thorough test suite. In the interest of time, we will only run the basic test suite. You can choose whether to run all tests in the selected suite with the microprocessor cache on or off. Turning the cache off will increase the time for the test to complete and provides more thorough testing. You can set the total number of times the entire test mask will repeat. If Windows Memory Diagnostic completes the first pass and reports no errors, then your RAM is probably working correctly. It is unlikely that Windows Memory Diagnostic will find any errors with your RAM on subsequent passes using the same setting. Pressing F10 will apply the options we have selected and begin running the test mask we have selected. If Windows Memory Diagnostic reports any errors, you should correct the errors in the memory system and run Windows Memory Diagnostic again until you get a report of no errors before attempting to run Windows again. Otherwise, Windows may not work correctly. Several components comprise the memory system, including the individual RAM modules, the memory sockets on the motherboard, the micro The motherboard chipset, the microprocessor, and the microprocessor cache. In some cases, the memory modules may not be installed correctly in the motherboard memory socket, which will cause memory errors even though the modules are not failing. Windows Vista is more reliable than Windows XP, reducing both the frequency and impact of user disruptions. You've experienced, and were probably left unimpressed by, the Windows XP Problem Reporting Technology, or Dr. Watson Error Reporting. In this system, when there was a crash or a hang, it would ask you to send data to Microsoft, but you would never hear anything back. Occasionally, you would receive information back, but the user interface was so clumsy that the More Information link would tell you to download a fix or download the latest driver. In Windows Vista, we've developed a much better user interface to actually highlight the information that is useful to end user or support personnel. You can also check through the entire system to see what downloads are available to fix any errors that occurred on the computer in the past. One of the most helpful features in Windows Vista is what we call Active Content Wizards or Guided Tutorials. One of the pains with the Windows XP help systems is that you would look up how to do something and you would get a list of steps that you would have to follow. Then you would have to go back and forth between the user interface and the help file to follow the steps. What we've done in Windows Vista is use the assistance platform to provide better content and guided tutorials. The content of these help files can be updated or connect directly to online sources as needed. With the content online, we've added rating and usage systems so that we can track what is being used the most and how the end user rates the content of the help files. This tells us whether we need to rewrite some files or fix the way information is presented to improve your overall user experience with the help system. Now let's focus on our third area of reliability enhancements. Let's examine more IT support capabilities. We've greatly enhanced Performance Monitor. Performance Monitor now has a number of tools included with it. The first one is Reliability Monitor. It keeps track of all the crashes, hangs, Windows events, bad disk events, and patch installations. What this does for the IT pro when he or she connects to the computer is provide a history of reliability ratings and the events that affect the rating. Through this tool, you can actually see what has happened on the computer. The second one provides bottleneck analysis for performance issues. In Windows XP, the Task Manager started to do this for the IT Pro, but in a limited way. You could see the Network tab, and you could see the CPU graph, but you couldn't tell what resources were being used by what process in the box. This would only give you information on memory, network, and CPU, which would only allow you to do simple bottleneck analysis. With our Improve tool, we can see what application or process is accessing the disk, memory, network, or CPU. We found that about 60% of enterprises are using remote assistance at some level. In this demonstration, we will make sure that all the settings are correct to enable checking and recovering from problems your computer system may have. There are two different ways to view Control Panel, the default Control Panel Home View and the Classic View. Administrators may prefer the Classic View when searching for specific tools. The first troubleshooting step should always be to check for the most current updates for Windows and any software or hardware you may be having problems with. In Control Panel, you can check for the most current Windows Vista updates. The Windows Security Center allows you to view your current security status and access important settings to help you protect your computer system. The options in the Security Center are disabled by default when the computer is joined to a domain. As a best practice, you should plan your configuration and use Group Policy to deploy that configuration. For example, you should make sure the firewall has been enabled in order to prevent hackers or malicious software from gaining access to your computer. While this interface provides many of the same options available in the Windows XP Firewall dialog box, Windows Vista provides a new Windows Firewall MMC snap-in, which provides you with greater control. This interface is covered during the Windows Vista Firewall session. To ensure your computer system remains up to date with the most current Windows updates, make sure that automatic updating has been enabled. Keeping Windows Vista current helps to ensure that your computer system will be performing as reliably and responsively as possible. Anti-spyware software helps protect your computer against spyware and other potentially unwanted software, which can lead to performance degradation. Dr. Watson, the System Failure Analysis tool, has been replaced with Problem, Reports, and Solutions in Control Panel. This feature helps you check for solutions to common problems that cause Windows or your programs to stop working. If a solution is available, it shows you steps you can take to solve the problem. The Solutions to Install section automatically checks the problem history and looks for solutions online, which are then displayed. This feature requires an internet connection to communicate with the Microsoft Problem Resolution Network. Under the Other Solutions list, you can find a list of diagnostic tools that will check your system for common problems that can produce diverse symptoms. For example, you can check your computer system for memory problems. If you have defective memory, you may see hangs, crashes, or other problems. So manually checking for new solutions to the listed problems, Windows connects to the internet to see if there is any additional information and fixes posted to the Microsoft website. When a solution is posted, Windows will provide you with information on how to fix the issue and include any relevant documents. You can also access the list of problems recorded on the local system. This area provides administrators with an easy reference point to see what has recently happened on the computer without needing to scour the event log. The interface also stores the problem history on the computer to allow you to access all the problems that have led to the current computer state. While Windows does not send any personal information to Microsoft, you may want to still exert control over whether the computer shares system problem information with the problem resolution site. The basic settings for this feature allow you to enable or disable automatic checking. From the Advanced Settings page, you can completely enable or disable problem checking on the computer. When a problem occurs within a program you are using, Windows collects information that describes the problem. This information includes things such as the name of the program that has stopped working, error codes, or files that further help describe the problem. This information typically does not include anything that can be used to personally identify you or your computer. If you choose to report the problem, this information is sent to Microsoft. If a solution is available, you will be notified immediately. If a solution is not available, you might be asked to provide additional details about what went wrong. Additional details can include files or parts of files that might contain personal information. These details help Microsoft create a solution to the problem, but they might not be anonymous. Sometimes you may not want Windows to send information, such as when you are dealing with in-house programs that are presenting problems. After you have solved all the issues on the computer and returned it to its pristine state, you can clear the problem history so that you won't repeat the same steps the next time the computer experiences a problem. When you choose to participate in the Customer Experience Improvement Program, or CEIP, Windows automatically sends information to Microsoft about how you use certain products. Information from your computer is combined with other CEIP data to help Microsoft solve problems and to improve the products and features customers use most often. Microsoft uses this information to improve the products and features you use most often and to help solve problems. Participation in the program is strictly voluntary, and the end results are software improvements to better meet your needs. Through our experiences with error reporting over the last few years, we've learned how to more effectively collect useful information from our customers. In Windows XP, it was just part of the help and support system. We repackaged Remote Assistant in Windows Vista as a standalone application. That has been completely rewritten to take advantage of new networking capabilities, so the interactivity between the two systems is much faster. We can now traverse network address translation networks. We've also added a number of APIs to Remote Assistance, which allows it to be integrated into different instant messaging systems as needed. We've added a number of group policy entries so that you can control the bandwidth that the system will use for Remote Assistance. We also record what the IT pro is doing on the remote computer during the sessions, so you can go back and audit the actions of support personnel. Windows Vista includes enhanced instrumentation that enables continual improvements to reliability. For example, new application deadlock detection technology determines if a hang is due to a deadlock condition and sends this back to Microsoft through Windows error reporting. Enhanced instrumentation provides greater insight into what causes unresponsive conditions. You can better track operating system and component state changes. This state falls into two categories. Your computer changes over time because you install applications, drivers, and operating system patches. Before, we couldn't track all those changes in a systematic manner. In Windows Vista, we now have that ability. We also can track runtime changes on the system. So once your system is up and running, we can look at how the state of the operating system changes when you start applications, what services are running, when they come and go, and what drivers are running on your system. Consequently, we get a more complete view of the system that allows us to give detailed root cause information for many types of user disruptions. Specifically, the ones that we're focused on include hangs, disk failures, memory failures, and others. In addition to those broad categories of failures, we have specific instrumentation for some of the top inbox experiences that we ship with Windows Vista, such as Internet Explorer, the Shell, Windows Media Player, and so on. We'll explore some of the reliability tracking mechanisms available in Windows Vista in the next demonstration. In this demonstration, we will examine the new reliability and performance monitors in Windows Vista. In previous versions of Windows, if you wanted to check your system's performance, you would do so through the Windows Task Manager. The metrics measured by the Windows Task Manager were basic and limited to only networking, CPU, and memory usage. While the graphs in Windows Task Manager were useful, they only provided part of the picture. Windows Vista introduces new performance and reliability monitors, such as the Performance Diagnostics MMC. From this single console, you can monitor system performance in real time, customize the data you want to collect in logs, define thresholds for alerts and automatic actions, generate reports, and view past performance data in a variety of ways. Windows Performance Diagnostics console combines the functionality of previous standalone tools, including Performance Logs and Alerts, Server Performance Advisor, Performance Monitor, and System Monitor. It provides a graphical interface for the customization of data collector sets and event trace sessions. Just like in previous versions of Windows, in Vista, you can monitor the CPU usage. The interface provides statistics about individual processes with information such as the application name, process ID, threads, and the number of CPU cycles currently active from the application instance. By default, the Resource Manager also displays the average CPU load resulting from the application instance, expressed as a percentage of the total capacity of the CPU. There is also a graphical representation of the disk usage. This provides similar information about how each application instance is using disk resources in real time. The Resource Monitor tells you which files are currently being used by each of these applications. This can be helpful in trying to figure out what process has specific files locked in use. The network graph provides information similar to the display in the Task Manager. However, it is now more conveniently placed with the other metrics along with detailed information. Under Network, you'll find information on each application that is currently using network resources, again with its corresponding process ID. You can also see the network address with which the computer is exchanging information. This may be expressed as a computer name when referring to other computers on the same local area network, as an IP address, or as a fully qualified domain name. You can also reference the amount of incoming and outgoing data from each application and the total bandwidth being used by the application instance. The memory graph displays the current hard faults per second and the percentage of physical memory currently in use. A hard fault, also known as a page fault, occurs when the page of the reference address is no longer in physical memory and has been swapped out or is available from a backing file. It is not an error. The memory detail includes information on each application using memory on the system, along with its process ID. You can see the number of hard faults currently resulting from the application instance and the number of pages currently resident in memory for the application instance. The reliability of a system is a measure of how often it deviates from configured expected behavior. Reductions in reliability might be the result of applications crashing, services freezing and restarting, drivers failing to initialize, or, in the worst case, operating system failures. The Reliability Monitor MMC Snap-in provides you with a quick, visual view of the stability of your system over time. In addition, it tracks events that will help you identify what causes reductions in reliability. By recording not only failures, including memory, hard disk, driver application, and operating system failures, but also key events regarding the configuration of your system, including the installation of new applications, operating system patches, and drivers, you can see a timeline of changes in both the system and reliability, and can pinpoint how to get your system back to optimal reliability when it does not behave as expected. The top half of the Reliability Monitor window contains the system stability chart and a calendar for selecting a single date or a range of dates to display. To view a graph of all available data, click Select All Dates. To view dates data for a single date, click the date on the calendar. Reliability Monitor maintains a year of history for system stability and reliability events. The system stability chart displays a rolling stability index for the operating system. Windows Vista shows 1 month of data. At the bottom of the system stability chart, 5 bands track reliability events that contribute to the stability measurement for the system. Below the system stability chart, you can expand each reliability event category by clicking the plus sign to view events for the date or range of dates selected. The data for each event type is as followed. The software uninstalls and installs category tracks software installations and removals, including the operating system, Windows updates, drivers, and applications. The software will either be the name of the operating system, the application, the Windows update name, or the driver name. You can also reference the software version, type of activity, whether it installed or uninstalled successfully, and the date of the action. The application failures category tracks application hangs, including the termination of non-responding application and crashes. Here you'll see the application that hung or crashed, the version number of the application, the failure type, and the date of the crash or hang. Hardware failures, including disk and memory failures, are tracked in this section, with information on the component type, whether it was the hard drive or memory, and the device that was failing. The failure type field indicates whether a hard drive failure resulted from a bad disk or a bad block, or it indicates that the memory failure resulted from bad memory. When this happens, Windows will warn the user and provide instructions for how to protect the computer's data. Operating system crashes, boot failures, and sleep failures are tracked in the Windows Failures category. The failure indicates whether the event is a boot failure, an operating system crash, or sleep failure. For each failure type, it provides a stop code, the detected problem, or the component that failed to enter sleep mode. Reliability enhancements in Windows Vista help users work with greater confidence and productivity while reducing support costs for organizations. Improvements to reliability in Windows Vista can be summarized as follows. Windows Vista includes new technology that prevents many common causes of hangs, crashes, reboots, and other disruptions. Windows Vista provides fast, easy solutions for occasional, unpreventable failures. It automatically diagnoses and recovers an unbootable system to a usable state with the help of the Startup Repair tool. Built-in diagnostics in Windows Vista can detect many common error conditions and either repair problems automatically or guide the user through a recovery process. Windows Vista is reliable out of the box. An enhanced instrumentation provides better insight when disruptions do occur and enables continual improvements in reliability. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/dsk-04 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Popular author and MVP William Stanek offers expert insights in his first look into the latest generation of Windows operating systems. Discover the new features and tools for deploying Windows Vista, help secure PCs and user accounts, migrate user settings and data, manage application compatibility, improve reliability, reduce support costs, develop applications, and help users achieve new levels of productivity and success, whether at home or on the job. Introducing Microsoft Windows Vista is the guided preview for IT professionals, business decision makers, early adopters, users, developers, and anyone else who wants to start planning and hit the ground running with Windows Vista. There are also books available from other publishers. Here is the ultimate one-stop desk reference for Windows Vista users. Windows Vista, the complete reference, provides comprehensive coverage of the newest features of the operating system. From setting up for optimum performance and understanding the operating system internals, defining files and keeping computer systems secure and free from spyware, this volume covers it all. It's the ideal resource for anyone who wants to truly master Windows Vista. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Pressbooks, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including security and patch management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP, you can become a fully certified System Administrator, or MCSA, System Engineer, MCSE, or Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, please welcome Ian Brackenberry, TechNet Subscriptions Product Manager.
TechNet Plus Subscription introduces its newest offering, TechNet Plus Direct. With TechNet Plus Direct, subscribers get all of the benefits of TechNet Plus for 30% less. Subscribers receive fast, easy access to the tools and information they need to get the most out of Microsoft solutions. A subscription provides IT professionals with immediate online access to all the essential technical resources they need to resolve technical issues faster, get hands-on experience with the latest Microsoft technologies, and build technical skills. Subscribers now get immediate access to all their subscription features in one convenient location, our new online benefits portal. Subscribers get access through subscriber download to Microsoft full version software for evaluation and beta releases without time or feature limits. No more waiting for media shipments. This includes Microsoft Server, client, and application software titles. With full version software, subscribers can make informed decisions about new technologies and deployments at their own pace. For the toughest technical questions, a TechNet Plus subscription also comes with two complimentary professional support incidents. Subscribers can talk to a Microsoft support professional to quickly resolve their mission-critical technical issues fast. TechNet Plus also provides access to over 100 managed news groups. Subscribers can exchange ideas with other professionals and get expert answers to their technical questions within the next business day, guaranteed. In addition, subscribers can also chat with a Microsoft Search Assistant online for help finding the technical resources they need or for assistance with non-technical questions. Subscribers also get access to technical information and tools, including the TechNet Plus library containing the knowledge base, security updates, service packs, resource kits, and more. TechNet Plus offers proven value that far exceeds its cost. The two complimentary professional support incidents alone more than offset the cost of a TechNet Plus subscription. Add to that the evaluation and beta software and other technical resources, and TechNet Plus clearly boosts productivity. Every IT professional on the team needs one. TechNet Plus is available exclusively online without media shipments. For more information, please visit technet.microsoft.com/subscriptions. There are a number of free community resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of the product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The news group page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post questions, and through their subscription ID, are guaranteed a response from Microsoft support professionals and IT experts by the next business day. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can cover on this slide, and the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details about attending a live TechNet event. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk to Microsoft specialists face to face. And finally, the TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. And with that, thank you for taking the time to listen to this TechNet session.